Unlike myself, this rant is going to be short and sweet, but I think it might be time for another Boston Tea Party. What do you think? Back in the day, our colonist forefathers were peeved that the Brits imposed a tax on them. We didn't even have representation in their government. So what did they do? They dumped tea off the boats and into the Boston Harbor. And this wasn't a small event. They disposed of 92,000 pounds of tea. That's 46 tons. More than 240 chests were smashed open with axes and spilled into the water. In today's money, that would rack up to more than $1.7 million worth of damage. This was all over a 3-cent tax per pound on tea. Yes, 3 cents. And it wasn't even considered a high tax for the time. And get this, it wasn't even a new tax. Parliament had introduced it in 1767 as part of the larger Townshend Revenue Acts. This piece of legislation imposed tariffs on colonial purchases of molasses, sugar, tea, glass, and some other products. All of those had been canceled after colonial protest, but the tea tax remained in place. Therefore, the colonists went absolutely bananas. So here's my question. When are Americans going to start dumping imported goods into the harbor? Do you think that the colonists would be putting on a lobster uniform and saluting the king, saying we must do as our master says? No. But somehow MAGA, who supposedly hates taxes and big government, is donning a red cap and bending the knee to a man who thinks he's a king, and they are ready and willing to pay the 145% on tariffs of Chinese goods. They'll even defend how we tank the market. Because if you're not enjoying watching your 401k circle the drain, then are you even an American? Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.